You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm glad to be back here at Immaculate Conception. I missed two weekends. One because of weather, and the other one because I was away on my annual retreat. So I'm struggling to get back into the mix of things here. I was out for my retreat in the wonderful state of New Mexico in the desert. And I am so happy that I missed all the frolicking you did in the winter wonderland. I tried not to think about it as much as I could. I got out just in time before the bad spell hit. And by the time I got back this past Monday, it was pretty well cleaned up. So I'm ready for spring. I'm sorry I missed winter this year. As I was traveling, I noticed what I have noticed sometimes before. Standing in the line to get on Southwest Airlines at Lambert Airport, you know how they line us up like cattle to go through the chute, you know? I looked around, and it looked to me like at least three-quarters of the people standing there were talking on their cell phones. And I thought to myself, what in the name of Jesus could they be talking about at 6 o'clock in the morning? I'm quite fortunate to know my own name at that time of the day. But there they were, and everybody busily chattering right on up the time till we went through the chute and got on the plane. And then, of course, they all suffered withdrawal when the stewardess said, turn off electronic instruments. But then we no sooner landed out in Albuquerque, and as soon as they said, you can turn on your electronics again, out came all the phones, and everybody heaved a sigh of relief. I'm not terribly sure what all this means. We are wired and wireless all at the same time. And I am so proud to say that during the entire week of my retreat in the desert, I did not turn on my cell phone and I did not read a single email. Because I figured, first of all, I'm not that important back home anyway. And there couldn't be anything there that would be urgent. And besides, I could do it all when I got home anyway. So that's just the way it worked out. I came back last Monday, and I spent the whole week mopping up emails and voicemails and all that silly stuff. We are pretty much slaves of our communication devices now. At least that was my observation. Even when you can't stay actively hooked into the world of technology. You have call waiting, call forwarding, call blocking, voicemail and texting, and who knows what all. I've just sort of lost my way in all of this. And I feel badly about it because many years ago I started out as an English teacher and I prided myself on teaching young people to communicate. And I'm still highly in favor of good and effective communication, but it seems somewhere we've kind of lost our control of this whole business. Communication is the most natural thing for living beings to do. Even animals do it with their mating calls and warning each other of impending danger and things like that. The most natural dynamic in the world is what we call call and response. And this runs through the scriptures that we had on this particular Sunday. In the Old Testament, Isaiah the prophet remarks that he was, first of all, called to be a servant of God, which is a good place to start at the entry level. But then he was called also to be a light to all the nations. St. Paul says in the beginning of his letter to the Corinthians that he was called to be an apostle. And we certainly know that St. Paul's call was a dramatic one. He was on his way to persecute the church, and God knocked him to the ground and got his attention, and he made an about face and became the great apostle. Paul says to the church that they are called to holiness. And even though in the gospel the word call is not used, John the Baptist was certainly called to be the forerunner of Christ, to prepare the way before him and announce his coming. John the Baptist is the one who said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Words we still use in every single Mass immediately before Holy Communion. And so many places in the Bible, and down through all of church history, God calls people to different ways and missions and tasks that needed to be done, and people respond one way or the other. And this dynamic, call and response, is absolutely essential to the workings of a church, God's people, human nature itself. So I think it's a good little time for us to reflect a little bit on our communication skills. And I want to get to some spiritual things, but I always like to start with the natural human level. And I want to suggest, very delicately, I guess, that we as Christians and as Catholics ought to be examples to the rest of the world about communicating and doing it well, doing it with good manners. That's why I'm glad that they say right out in front of every Mass, "Let us silence our cell phones." You know, they get up here in this pulpit and say that every single Mass. You'd think maybe we'd remember that after a while, wouldn't you? But not to worry, they're going to keep on reminding us until the last judgment, I'm absolutely sure. But I think we as Christians ought to be sensitive to the feelings of other people. And so not only in church, I would suggest that we show the way, and when you're sitting in a doctor's waiting room, any kind of a place where you're in communication or in the presence of other people, put the dang things on vibrate at least. I don't know if you experience the annoyance that I do, but I'm somewhat offended to be in a public place. I don't care if it's an airport or a doctor's office or anything, with all these silly sounds going off all the time. It'd be bad enough if they rang a phone, but now they play a song. Usually songs I don't even know or like. So I think it's good to realize that while we might think it's just so neat and cool to be in constant touch with everybody in every place, we can get on other people's nerves. And we ought to be sensitive and delicate about that. And I don't know about you, but I have no problem at all about telling somebody when I'm offended by that. I think maybe they ought to come to here to Immaculate Conception and hear the start of the Mass and learn something. So anyway, that's my human lesson for this week. Be sensitive and be considerate of other people, especially when all these things you got that go buzz in the night and everything else. We don't need it. But let's get to the spiritual level. Calling and responding. God calls everybody. That started out when we got baptized, and our godparents said for us that we were going to follow the gospel of Jesus Christ. And hopefully we've been doing that. But let's face it, we slip away and get careless. And that's why when Lent starts in a few weeks from now, the idea of conversion will be spoken about in different ways over and over again. God continues to call and to call us over and over again because we keep forgetting and getting careless. And so it's important to realize that all of us have a responsibility to answer the call of God to holiness, to progress in virtue throughout our lives. But then we have special roles that we play. And I'm sure you realize that the word vocation comes from the Latin word to call. And it used to be when we talked about vocations in the church, we were talking about priesthood, religious life, deacons, lay ministers now. But it's important to realize that every single one of us has a vocation, a calling. And we can get it early in life or we can get it right down the road, even late in life. I can't resist the temptation to use an example. I hope you looked. There's an incredibly smart piece of writing on the front page of this week's bulletin. Because I wrote it. They asked me to write something about my prison ministry. Now, you'd be amazed. I get people sometimes after they've long retired who feel a calling from God. I think I'd like to give that a try. And I know how to help them give it a try. So don't sell yourself short. You might be very young, you might be middle-aged, you might be advanced in years. God continues to call and to call and to call to meet the needs of the body of Christ. And sometimes we're just absolutely amazed what we can do with a little bit of help from our friends and from Almighty God. So I encourage you to think vocations, pray for vocations, not only for the young coming along, but for all of us, because nobody is in church for himself or herself. We are all here to share our gifts. Lastly, I want to say something about worship, because calling and responding is the dynamic that drives our worship. I hope you notice how often in our liturgy, the priest says something and the congregation responds. Call and response. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Problem is, we can get so automatic about this that we kind of lose the spontaneity and the spirit of it all. Right before the Eucharistic prayer, I'm going to say, the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. Back and forth, calling and responding. And we can get so matter-of-fact and automatic about it that you wonder if there's any spirit there at all. And so we got to be careful that this wonderful dynamism, calling and responding, makes us come alive. Now, I probably told you before, I come from churches where people don't sit there like wooden soldiers when I'm preaching. They holler out things. And I don't know if that makes you nervous or not, but I sometimes think that sometimes we in the Catholic Church, we've become so high church and dignified and proper that we sometimes lose the spirit that's under there. So I don't know if they'll throw you out or anything, but if the Holy if the Holy Spirit prompts you to holler out a hallelujah once in a while, for God's sake, let her rip. calling and responding, that's what drives our worship. It makes it fun. And I always used to say when I was a pastor, people come out of church with a frown on their face, you need to get your you-know-what back in there and do it over. The Spirit is supposed to make us alive. So I conclude with back to St. Paul writing to the Corinthians. He gives a greeting at the first part of his letter to the Corinthians. He says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you think they just said, and with your spirit? No, they got happy about it. So let's worship like our heart is in it, we're calling and responding and giving praise to God. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Amen.